Time now for Chatting with the Chief with a coach of your St. Louis Blues, Craig Berube. Brought to you by Fisher Window and Door, your Marvin dealer with showrooms in Brentwood and East Alton, Illinois.
Bring out the Zamboni, the horn sounds, and the Blues get a 3-1 win over the Ducks and take the magic number from 6 points down to four as they inch closer to the postseason.
Chris Kerber on the call last night as the Blues knock off the Anaheim Ducks 3-1 with former Blues defenseman Jamie Rivers. I'm Anthony Stalter. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line like we do each and every week here in the Fast Lane and talk to the Blues head coach Craig Berube, who joins us. Chief, thank you so much for joining us. Congrats on the win last night.
Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah, it was a good one. Not the prettiest game, but we got the job done.
All right, Chief, we'll get into that in a second. I wanted to drag you into a conversation that we had a little bit earlier, and you're an honest guy. I know I'll get an honest answer from you. Our guy Meat here, our board op, our producer, our teammate, he was at Menards earlier today, and he was angry that the person in front of him decided to purchase some food, Doritos in particular, and then they had to go do a price check on the Doritos. So the question is he right to be mad, or is, like, just because it's Menards and maybe you're buying a set of tools, are you not allowed to buy chips too?
You gotta have more patience.
Oh, all right. Hold on. Let me step in here.
That's what I said too, Chief.
Coach, that wasn't the issue.
I was in line at Starbucks today, and this lady in front of me—I don't know what she ordered, but it took a long time. I got a little impatient myself.
You probably not that you would, because I know you're a good man, but you probably wanted to push her down right there on the ground and then take her coffee and then go home.
Amazing to me, these people, they get in line, they order like 10 drinks.
Well, yeah, they've got to get everybody, they got to keep friendly with everybody at the office, right? You know, you got that guy at the office or at the rink. Hey, I got everybody's coffee again.
Yeah,
that hero biscuit.
All right, Coach, so you pick up the win last year, old biscuit. You picked up the win last night, 3-1. A big night for David Perron. He registered his 600th point in his 600th game. What is it about David Perron that, you know, you've, since coaching him, appreciate about it, either him as a person or him as a player?
Well, both, I think. He's a great guy. I really enjoy him, you know, during the game, like, and then just, you know, outside the rink or, you know, in the locker room, just talking to him about different things. He's a real good guy and a real good teammate. And, you know, the hockey side of it is, and I knew this before I coached him, just watching him. Like, he's such a competitor. And I think as competitive as he is what drives him and makes him a great player. It really is. I mean, it's hard to find somebody more competitive than him out there. You know, he's not the fastest guy in the world, but, you know, he's got great stick ability, and you know, he's got a fire in his belly that really pushes him.
Yeah. So, Chief, my question is, you know, you got David Perron, and we know the backstory. I mean, I know you weren't here at the time. I was retired here. He comes in with the white skates. He's flashy, young kid. You know, top scorer in the Quebec League, all that stuff. How important is it to have a guy like David Perron on your roster now, being a fully evolved hockey player, an all-around player, and you've got young guys like Robert Thomas and Jordan Kyrou who are learning day in and day out what it takes to be a true pro and to play in the NHL? How important is that to have a guy like David Perron as a mentor?
Well, it is. I think, you know, we've got a number of guys that do a good job with these young guys. I know it's not always, you know, like, they don't always see that side of it, you know, but, you know, all young guys go through some tough times from the veteran teammates and coach and staff and things like that. And that's all part of them growing and becoming better players. And, you know, guys, young guys that accept, you know, the vets, you know, comments and the advice and the coaches, they get better. And you have a guy like David Perron, like, I'll guarantee you, when he came in the league, there was a lot of guys that were tough on him.
Big Walt was one of them, Chief.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure. Exactly. So, I mean, it's part of it all and growing up and things like that. But we got guys, you know, Riley, Shen, Schwartz, Tarasenko, Perron. There's a number of guys in this team that, you know, they've been through that themselves and they understand it. And they're good with our young guys. It's not always pretty and nice talk, but they make them accountable.
Coach Craig Berube joins us right now on the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. That line of Kyrou, Thomas, and Hoffman has been fun to watch. What is it about that line that gives opponents issues?
Sorry again with the question. I just misheard you.
No problem. So I was just asking about the Kyrou, Thomas, Hoffman line. Oh. What is it about that line, Coach, that gives opponents issues or can give opponents issues?
Yeah. Well, it's tons of skill, I'll tell you that. I mean, their skill level is – all three of them have, you know, great skill. Hoffman shot, and he's got good puck skills too. But, you know, I think the two kids on there with their speed really gives teams trouble. It's amazing how quick they both are, and they're quick in different ways. Kyrou's probably quicker than Thomas, you know, straight ahead at times, but – you know, Thomas is so quick at getting out of tight turns and corners and things like that and cutbacks. And they elude players and they create open ice for, you know, the, not only themselves, but the teammates. And that's why they're successful right now. And, you know, I think that they're starting to feel real comfortable. I think they really enjoy playing with each other. And that's a big part of it. When you feel comfortable with each other on a line, you know, it goes a long way. You know, a lot of these young guys playing with veterans, sometimes they don't feel as comfortable. But I think them playing together, they feel real comfortable, and Hoffman fits right in with them.
Yeah, Chief, they've been fun to watch, and they've been very productive. And quite honestly, I'm watching them, they look really responsible out there. So it brings me back to my original thought when I saw this line come together. Yeah, how much leash were you willing to give them right away? Because at first I thought to myself, wow, that's a lot of skill, but I don't know about the 200-foot game. But so far they're proving me wrong.
Well, they are. I mean, they understand that, you know, that's what we demand here. You got to do your job without the puck and be responsible defensively, and that's all three of them. And it's been a learning process for them too. And understanding that when the puck turns over, you reload and you get it back and you check. So far, so good. They got to continue to keep doing that. All three of them have to, and that's part of it also. They've been pretty good and doing a good job there.
Coach, you come off a couple of big series against the Avalanche where you get two huge victories, and you go into Minnesota, get two big victories. You squander the one a little bit, but you get the 1 point. It's a fantastic road trip. You come back, you play in the Anaheim Ducks, it's a different animal. You know, I was trying to explain it earlier to these guys that it's just a different style of game. Now that you've played them last night, how much easier will it be for the guys to be ready for tomorrow night, knowing what to expect?
Well, I think there's a couple things there. When you come off a road trip playing three games in a row against the same team, very intense games, all of them, you know, physical, playoff type hockey, in my opinion, in all three games. That took a lot out of everybody. And you come home, you got one day in between, you're at home now, and, you know, kids and wife and family and all that. And then you got to go play the Anaheim Ducks, who have nothing to play for. And they're just going out and putting their skates on and playing. And they're playing for contracts and positions on the team next year and things like that. I get all that. A lot of young guys in the lineup. But, you know, I think our guys didn't have very much jump in the game. That's the one thing that popped out to me right away. It's the one thing I was worried about before the game. It's just the jump and the juice. And it didn't feel like we had it. But what I was impressed about was that they got better as the game went along. And they understood the situation and how close it was and everything. And they elevated their game in the third period, I thought, and played a pretty good third period and won the game.
Chief, it's been a long and windy road this season. A lot of bumps in the road along the way with some injuries, guys in, guys out. Heck, you're still dealing with it on a day-to-day basis. You guys are very, very close to clinching a playoff spot. How do you keep the guys focused on just keeping that like one game at a time so that they don't get too far ahead of themselves?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I mean, it's not easy to do. I think that me personally and the coaching staff is all we focus on is one game at a time from the start of the season to the end. And I think our guys understand that by now. And they know that all we care about tomorrow is just tomorrow's game against Anaheim. We just got to focus on that game, get those points, and then we'll move on to Vegas. You know, again, just preaching it all year, I think they understand that's how we do things and how we want to focus on things. And, you know, I think they get that. They do a pretty good job of that. So they know that's not going to be an easy game tomorrow. I'm telling you right now. And they're going to come out at Anaheim. They're going to play hard. They got a lot of young guys in the lineup trying to prove themselves. Their goaltending is pretty solid. Gibson, if we get him again, or Miller, that's solid goaltending. So we're going to have to work hard, and we're going to have to really execute.
Coach, what has clicked with your power play? It's been fun to watch both units over the last couple of weeks, and it looks like, to my untrained eye, that things are really starting to click with both units. What specifically has clicked with the power play?
I think simplicity more than anything. I think that they have a couple, you know, options that they do and they run. You got Hoffman out there who obviously has a great shot and it's a one-timer. So, we want to get the puck over to him so he can let the shot go. He has an opportunity to score a goal every single time. David Perron is a shooter and a passer. He runs it on that side. There's a couple plays he can run and different things. And you just, you look at each penalty kill in the league and what they do, and you just look at a couple areas you can expose them maybe. But, really you just have your two options with Hoffman shooting and on the other units a little bit different. But it's basically simplifying it. It really is. It doesn't have to be a complicated thing, the power play. And sometimes – the coaching staff and the players overcomplicate it and becomes, you're passing it around, you're trying all these things, they don't work. Just shooting a hockey puck and getting numbers to net, that works pretty good.
Chief, I tell my kids sometimes that I'm giving them the answers to the test, and if they don't use them, that's their fault. And they hate hearing that. But a guy I'm going to compare that to is Robert Bortuzzo. For a couple weeks, things were bumpy for you guys, and you personally weren't happy with some of the play in front of your own net. And, Bortz gets back in the game. He starts to bring that sandpaper, that type of game that you're looking for. What have you seen from Robert Bortuzzo in the evolution of his game throughout this season for your club? And then how great was it for him to score that goal last night?
Yeah, no, he's brought a lot of grit to our team lately, and that's what we needed. In my opinion, somebody to get it going and to start it off, and then people follow that. He did that for us, I believe, and I believe that it's elevated his game. He's playing really well right now, and that's a big part of it. And sometimes you guys like himself, and I know I went through it. You get a little older, and you lose that a little bit. So you need a reminder once in a while that this is what I got to do to play well and succeed. But what it does is drives your team and, it inspires your hockey team. And I believe that he inspired our hockey team and we've been playing better. And, when he scores a goal, it's everybody feels great for him. Obviously, he's excited. I remember going back, we won the cup. He scored that big goal. And I think it was game two in San Jose in the Western Conference finals. Semi-final, or yeah, it was finals, Western Conference finals. Huge goal by him. And, he's a very heads-up hockey player, in my opinion. He's got a great hockey IQ.
Everybody loves when the tougher guys score the goals, that's for sure. So, Chief, good luck tomorrow night with the Anaheim Ducks. Obviously, good luck the rest of the way. We'll chat with you next week as we catch up again. But thanks a lot for joining us today.
Okay, thanks, guys. You guys have a good night. Take care.